Think about what it means when the International Energy Agency projects that global oil demand will actually shrink for the first time since the COVID crash of 2020, not because the world went green overnight, but because a hot war is choking off the Strait of Hormuz, and Tehran is apparently willing to risk a broader conflict with the United States to keep it that way. That single fact threads through almost everything we're covering today. Bond yields, defense budgets, European diplomacy, and a scramble to rewire the global energy system in real time. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is the Intelligix Daily Briefing for Friday, July 10th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you're right that the Hormuz situation is the spine of today's show, but there's a remarkable amount of other news competing for attention. We have Anthropic simultaneously being called the Enterprise AI winner by Jim Cramer and accused by Beijing of running a backdoor data collection operation through Claude Code, which, for listeners who don't know, is the very tool that helps produce this podcast. We'll address that directly and explain what Anthropic actually said in response.
On the geopolitical front, Ukraine is telling Greece it will keep striking Russian ships at sea. The Czech president is warning NATO allies they have roughly 2 months before Putin orders general mobilization after Russia's September elections. And Zelensky says China privately warned Moscow against any nuclear use, which, if true, is a significant diplomatic signal worth unpacking carefully.
In AI and technology, Google has made Alpha Evolve generally available on Google Cloud. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang says his own engineers now prefer building AI agents to writing raw code. OpenAI's second-ranking executive, Fiji Simo, has stepped down ahead of the company's IPO, and researchers at the Alan Turing Institute found a way to bypass GitHub Copilot safety filters on all 816 of their test cases, every single one.
Markets are flashing some genuinely concerning signals. The 30-year Treasury auction just drew the highest yield since 2007. The 30-year mortgage rate hit a 2026 high of 6.49%. Meta's shares fell on a $145 billion AI spending plan that spooked investors. And Bloomberg is warning that governments globally face a debt situation with no obvious backstop. We'll give you the full picture.
Domestically, Trump fired all members of the Election Assistance Commission. Senator Cruz is warning that a Democrat has a real shot at flipping his Texas Senate seat. Georgia polls show John Ossoff holding a consistent lead. And there's a widening federal crackdown on price fixing across the meat and egg industries. Plus, the Charlie Kirk murder trial is producing dramatic courtroom testimony.
We also have SpaceX's record IPO minting thousands of millionaires. A new gene therapy platform that could change how we treat neurological disease. ETH Zurich building a quantum chip that stores data as vibrations. And NOAA raising the probability of a very strong El Nino to 81%. There is a lot to get through, so let's start with the story that connects most of the others.